We're continuing in our reading in the book of Exodus this morning, the 25th chapter. Last week, you heard of the building of the ark, the visible symbol of God's presence in the midst of his people. And the building of the tabernacle begins in the very middle, if you will. It begins at the very center. It begins with the most important part of all, the presence of God. We just sang, Emmanuel, God with us. Israel needed to know that God was in their midst, and so the tabernacle was to be placed in the center of the camp. And there in the center of the tabernacle was to be the ark. The ark housed in that innermost room of the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies. Well, as we continue reading this morning, we come outside the Holy of Holies into the holy place. A step away from God, if you want to put it that way, a step closer to the people. And there in the holy place, there were two items of furniture. The first, a table covered in gold upon which were to be placed 12 loaves of bread. Replaced every Sabbath day, those loaves represented, of course, the 12 tribes of Israel. They not only symbolized the tribes, but again symbolize that same Emmanuel principle. I will be your God and you will be my people. It also served as a symbol of Israel's faithfulness. They were to always be present before the Creator and He with them, holding them to their covenant promises, but pouring out His blessings on them too, also certainly represented by bread. Israel belonged to Him. And he loved them. The other piece of furniture was a lampstand. It sounds like a very practical piece of furniture inside an enclosed tent, one with a roof and walls and, yes, no windows. It did serve a practical purpose to provide light, but it also is designed in a way to symbolize a tree, a metaphor for the tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden. And a constant reminder that God provided life for his people. It is decorated, as I'll read, with flower blossoms. There are seven branches, and we rightly recognize it as a menorah today, that seven-stemmed candlestick that Orthodox Jews and others use to commemorate Hanukkah, the Feast of Lights. It is that seven-stemmed candlestick, three on each side of the main shaft of the lamp, that denotes completeness. It speaks to us of the 7 days of creation, and it reminds us that on the seventh day, God rested from his labors and called his people to celebrate the Sabbath as well. A lamp was placed on top of each of the stems, and it was to give light, specifically to shine down light upon the table where the bread was. Again, a reminder of God's grace. We use that wonderful benediction where we ask that God be gracious to us and make his face to shine upon us. And so God in his grace shines his light upon us. Constructed exactly the way that God instructed Moses. We are to worship God in the manner in which he gives us, not in the imaginations of our minds, not in what is popular, but rather in the way that he would teach us to worship him. And we have no need of a lampstand today, for Jesus himself proclaimed, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As we celebrated Advent in lighting candles, we were reminded of that verse. We were reminded that we who are in darkness need the light of Christ as he draws us to himself in salvation. And so hear now the words of God. Exodus chapter 25, beginning in verse 23. You shall make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be its length, 1 cubit its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold and make a molding of gold around it. And you shall make a rim around it, a handbreadth high, and a molding of gold around the rim. And you shall make for it 4 rings of gold and fasten the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs.
close to the frame, the rings shall lie as holders for the poles to carry the table. You shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and the table shall be carried with these. And you shall make its plates and dishes for incense, and its flagons and bowls with which to pour drink offerings. You shall make them of pure gold, and you shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me regularly. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of hammered work. Its base, its stem, its cups, its calyxes, and its flowers shall be of one piece with it. And there shall be six branches going outsides, three branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. Three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on one branch, and three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on the other branch. As for the six branches going out of the lampstand, and on the lampstand itself shall be four cups made like almond blossoms with their calyxes and flowers, and a calyx of one piece with it under each pair of the six branches going out from the lampstand. Their calyxes and their branches shall be of one piece with it, and the whole of it a single piece of hammered work of pure gold. You shall make seven lamps for it, and the lamps shall be set up so as to give light on the space in front of it. Its tongs and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made with all these utensils out of a talent of pure gold. And see that you make them after the pattern for them, which is being shown to you on the mountain. So complex, almost confusing as we read these words. But God gave directions as to how he was to be worshiped, with beautiful things, with things made according to the pattern of the tabernacle that stood in the heavenly places. God himself is in our midst, and in that we rejoice. Thus far, the reading of God's word.